Hi, welcome to WebCamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster. And in the studio with me today, we have a good friend of mine, actually the very first person that I ever interviewed on WebCamps. Thank you again for tolerating my nerves that day.
It was awesome, man.
Cool. My good friend, Vishal Joshi, who is from the WebMatrix team. And you'll see up in the backdrop, we have a brand new software product that we have out called WebMatrix 3, the brand new version. It was about a year ago that I interviewed you and we introduced WebMatrix 2.
So it was 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, it's been fast. One of the big feedback that we got from UserWise and WebMatrix was make it fast. So we made it fast.
Okay, so we turned it out.
Yeah.
So that's good. Before we get into today's feature, I want to make a little announcement here. If you could Alt-Tab for me. Windows Azure Conf. You may remember this from November of last year.
Yes.
Vishal helped us put some ideas together for talks and whatnot. Well, we liked it so much, and it seemed like you liked it so much that we're going to do it again. So on April 23rd, which you'll see right here on the board, we're going to be doing Windows Azure Conf right here in the studio. We're going to have about the same number of talks that we had last time, probably 12 talks. Scott Guthrie's going to keynote it again.
Yep.
So it should be a pretty good time. We're going to have all community members come in and do talks. Last year we had Magnus Martinson, Rick Garibay, Eric Boyd, Panos from the Greek from Belgium. We had a bunch of good people come in and do some awesome talks, and we got some good feedback.
So what is the great part about the Windows Azure Conf is that it's actually a community event.
Mm-hmm.
So it's driven by community. We don't come and blabber all the time as Microsofties, but let people in the community talk about it. So totally should check it out.
Mm-hmm. You totally should. Yeah. And with that announcement out of the way, I'm going to go ahead and start to talk about the reason that we're here today, which is WebMatrix 3 and all the awesome new stuff that Vishal's team has built into it. I see the first thing that looks a little bit different. We have a sign-in link up in the top right-hand corner up here. What's that all about?
That
is there like a WebMatrix service? Or?
Yes, that was not planted. But the thing is that if you look at Office and stuff like that, there's this thing about like making the app personal, your own. So we basically allowed that with WebMatrix 3, where you can actually sign in with your Microsoft ID. Actually, when you first time come in, you will see this, which will allow you to just go ahead and sign in with your Microsoft ID. I'm going to type in my Microsoft ID. This is my email, my Microsoft ID from like maybe 2003 or something like that, when I was an MVP, and I've still kept that.
Nice, so, that's awesome.
But before I hit sign in, let me actually tell people that if you go ahead and like sign in, it basically is going to ask you to create an account with Azure, and it gives you 10 free websites.
Nice.
And clearly, it is not necessary that you do that. You can go ahead and do not now. But we encourage you to do that because, first of all, it is free.
Right.
And after that, like once you get that, then you can have several other benefits across the way, which we will see once I hit sign in. You'll basically notice there are some interesting things which will happen. So right now it is actually importing my account from Azure. And as you know, that Azure actually right now does authentication using certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it is actually taking all of my Azure subscriptions and it is importing them. It's like generating a certificate, it's downloading it, it's putting it in your cert store, tying WebMatrix to it, and you basically have your subscriptions imported. So I have these three-month free trial, which is expired, and then I have the MSDN Universal, which is active. So if I click OK, that subscription is active, and that certificate is imported.
Awesome.
Right?
Awesome.
If I hit sign out, that certificates will be gone and removed.
Nice.
Right? So it is actually like removing the complexity of like dealing with certificates out of your life.
Nice.
Which makes it super simple.
Pulling down a published settings file or your account file or whatever.
You don't need to do any of those things anymore.
That's fantastic.
So you just sign in once and then everything else is going to be smooth.
Nice. So it just makes everything super, super easy and elegant.
Yes.
Which is, I think, the name of the game with WebMatrix. That's
yes.
kind of what you guys are
actually, we, in that way, and like now since I have signed in, what is interesting to notice is that if I click see all my sites, by the way, pause over here and look at those nice little previews.
Yeah.
Those are like real previews of our site. Like we basically ran, so as soon as I create a site, we run it on IIS behind the scenes. We screen scrape your site and create that small little icon. So that's how my sites look like.
Nice.
So those are like my real sites.
That's money.
But if I click on see all my sites, you will notice that there are all these local sites which I have. And then it also shows me the sites which are my remote sites.
Cool.
So I can basically look at all these sites and notice the small little blue thing on the corner. Those are like, those are the sites which are actually hosted in Azure.
Gotcha.
It just gives you a visual clue that the sites are hosted in Azure.
And you also have another clue. Right here, you've got, with shockingwave.org, you've got a delete button that's hot. But if you move over here to food recommender, it's not hot. So you can't actually delete your site out of Azure.
Right.
Right. Cool. Or at least from this screen.
From this screen. Right. Yeah, but it means we didn't want people to accidentally just delete a site which is a running site in Azure, right?
Right.
So that was the intent.
That'd be bad.
But yeah, so that is new, improved My Sites dialog, and you can basically see all your sites.
Awesome.
Right over here.
Speaking of sites, I was talking to Justin the other day, and he mentioned this concept of a companion site. What's this idea of a companion site in WebMatrix?
That's a great question. So what we did was that, you know, most of the time when we are building sites, like at least when we build site, we basically realize that 127.0.01 is the greatest place on earth,
right.
And sure, but then no one else can see it,
right?
Unless and until you poke firewall holes there on the same network, whatnot. Yeah. But what we did was that we thought that it should be, if you are somewhere, I want to get feedback from you mm-hmm. as to how my site looks and stuff like that, there should be an easy way for me to do that,
okay.
Right? Or people are working on client sites and they want to show their sites to their clients
mm-hmm.
easily.
Mm-hmm.
At that time also, there's not an easy way to show the sites. And then trying to find a hosting provider, then like getting the FTP credentials or web deploy credentials and stuff like that, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So what we thought was that whenever you are going and creating a site locally, we'll ask you to create a companion site on Azure, since you are already signed in and
right.
since the sites are already free, creating a companion site is not really a problem. And we can do all the hookups.
Nice.
And then what happens is that whenever you feel like it's worth sharing, you just hit a button and you just get the URL and you just share it with your friends.
Awesome.
Right? So that's how easy you can go ahead and start sharing the sites. The beauty of this is not revealed till the time you really realize the complexity behind any of these deployments.
Gotcha,
right?
Gotcha.
Take, for example, let's take any, I'll pick a site, which is, so this is template gallery. As you know, we have ASP.NET, PHP, Node, HTML. Let's take PHP, for example, right?
Which, by the way, all these templates are now available in the Windows Azure Websites
That's correct.
Application gallery.
We just recently moved all of our templates into Windows Azure
awesome.
Gallery as well, so you can start both ways.
Nice.
But in case of PHP, I'm going to take a PHP starter site. This is a very super simple site, a beginner site for people to just learn. So I'm going to say Brady learns PHP, right?
Corey will love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I do that and if I click next, what is interesting is that notice it is actually asking me
nice.
That would you like to create a site on Windows Azure?
Gotcha.
And here it says create a new database, right? So it actually detected that my site, which was the sample, is actually a PHP plus MySQL site.
Right.
There's a connection string for MySQL, which also is embedded in the site.
Gotcha.
And I am going to have a local MySQL database. Hence, I would also need a remote MySQL database. And here it is asking me, do you want to create a remote DB?
Nice.
And notice that MySQL in Azure is not provided by Azure itself. It's
right.
provided by ClearDB.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's asking me whether I'm okay with the ClearDB terms and conditions. And if I say, yes, I'm okay with, then I can just go ahead and hit next. And it is going to ask me some admin password. Let's just give some password. So this is the password of my local site.
Nice.
And also my remote site.
Awesome.
Right. So now the site is ready.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And by the way, this is a good point to mention that we also are providing PHP validation.
Awesome.
Which was something which was the top user voice asked in the previous version of WebMatrix. So notice that now Brady learns PHP AzureWebsites.net is ready.
Mm-hmm.
If I click on it, you'll notice this is the standard screen,
yep.
right? And if I run this site locally, this is how it looks like,
gotcha.
Right? I can go ahead and hit login. And remember, we did that admin and that password. and there I have this thing, and I can actually add pages. So it's like a simple CMS kind of a site. So I can go ahead and say, so if you want to say learn PHP as one of the label, and this is how you learn PHP. Cool. I know that box is really small. We will probably be making it larger to put your content. But if I hit submit, then you will notice that I have that particular page, right? And I say learn PHP, and it says this is how you learn PHP.
Right? Nice.
It's a small, simple site.
Right.
You can explore it more. We have code completion and stuff like that for PHP as well. So all of this stuff is great.
Cool.
Right?
The PHP validation would help somebody like me who's obviously learning PHP, because totally. I can see what I'm going to do wrong.
Right. So. And it is code completion too. So like, you know, that if you do that, see, it actually shows you code completion from PHP.net. So this it allows you to learn PHP pretty easily. Actually, believe it or not, now in WebMatrix, PHP is the most edited file.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like people are loving PHP editing inside WebMatrix.
Nice. It
means clearly ASP.NET editing is also super strong, considering that we have the same editing experience as Visual Studio,
right?
And Node.js, I think that from an editing experience standpoint in WebMatrix, it's probably way more superior than many, many other Node.js experiences, mm-hmm. because it provides code completion for third-party modules,
which is
not at all common
right.
Anywhere else.
I remember the first demo of that our team saw. I think Nathan's eyes got really big.
He was
like, what?
So, actually, my friends, one of my friends actually bought a Parallels and a Windows license recently.
Yeah.
They were developing using Node.js and were developing on Mac. And they were developing using, I think, Sublime, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But the third-party module node code completion was enough to basically say, hey, I was thinking about Windows anyways. This is it.
Nice.
I'm going to go try it out.
Yeah, we had Ricard Hansen on the show yesterday. He's the guy that kind of wrote, Incentive. It's one of the apps in the App Gallery. He was actually running Parallels on a Mac, so he could use WebMatrix 3 as well. So he actually did that just yesterday. So.
Yeah, we had not expected, but yes, that we are seeing that thing happen. So now beyond that, you saw we got the companion site created.
Right.
Let's say you just made the edits that you had to make. You know, we made that small little learn PHP menu edit.
Right.
That thing. Now what we want to do is to go ahead and like say, okay, I'm ready to show this to my friends.
Yeah.
Right. So you click publish. If I go ahead and do a compatibility check, it's going to check whether on the server things are there or not.
Gotcha.
In our case, things are there on the server, but it's actually checking, see.
Gotcha.
Like all of these things exist. MySQL. So these all are the pieces which are required on the server to run PHP plus MySQL.
Right. But since you're going to Azure, you already know what's there.
Yeah. So. But like, you know, if you were to go on any other hosting provider, which by the way also WebMatrix supports, right?
Of course.
So at that time, it would do a check for you.
Okay.
And now it's going to go ahead and like publish all these things, publish also my database over here. If I click continue.
Off it goes.
It is going to go and hopefully, okay, so that publishing is complete. That was pretty quick. And if I go down over here, let's refresh it, keep our fingers crossed.
Nice.
And there. And that is actually Brady Learns PHP at AzureWebsites.com.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Right? So that is how easy it is to create a companion site. That was a long answer to the companion site question, but yes.
That totally makes sense. So basically you would use the companion site idea to not develop on localhost or develop on localhost and then publish whenever you want so you can show it to somebody, a client, a friend, whatever the case may be.
Totally.
Okay, that totally makes sense. So you've shown us how to do remote editing or to grab the site locally and actually make changes. And I've seen remote editing in WebMatrix 2 before. Can I actually open that site directly from Azure and make changes live?
So
if I were to publish something bad.
So this is Azure, right?
Okay, right.
And you notice Brady Learns PHP just appeared over here, mm-hmm. right? I can actually click on this site, right? And I can go ahead and hit this WebMatrix button mm-hmm. at the bottom. And what you will notice is that it launches WebMatrix 3. If it is not installed, it's going to install it for you, mm-hmm. and it's going to upgrade it from WebMatrix 2 to WebMatrix 3.
Oh, well,
it's going to do all those goodness. and it is actually just going ahead and opening. So what was the nice part is that it detected that I had a local site.
Right.
And so when I clicked on a site which was remote, mm-hmm. but it had a local copy, it just basically said, hey, do you want to open and edit your remote site itself?
And it looks like it actually diffed the site and found the one file.
The hosting start, which was the basic Azure site.
And then it pulls it down in.
It pulls it down, and I can now go ahead and start editing my site from remote on any machine.
Nice.
But there's also other possible options, which are like if I want to go ahead and open and edit the site remotely itself, so I can actually go create a new site in Azure. Right? I can say quick create, and let's say... let's say Vishal Web Matrix 3 so that it's unique. So it's creating that site right now.
Cool.
And I don't know why I picked East Asia. Might be I was testing something. So it's going to East Asia completely in the opposite direction, so give it a few seconds. And then once that site gets created, then I can go ahead and choose to either edit, okay, so the site is running, and click it, and I can say, so now Web Matrix 3 opens up. This site does not exist in Web Matrix, right? Because we just created. So it is asking me whether I want to edit that site directly, or I want to edit a local copy.
Gotcha.
And I can click on edit live site directly, and when I do that, I can go and open and start editing any of these. I can go and add a new file, right? Like, let's say it's HTML, and then
make it default so we can land on it easily.
Yeah. So right now it's going to go ahead and add that file to my remote, right? And I can get all the same kind of code completion and, like, you know, HTML file based, like if I do section or, like, you know, all of those.
Right.
You get full HTML5 code completion. What is also interesting is that if you have a big site, which you're actually opening, it is even more interesting because what we do is that we actually create a local cache.
Nice.
Of that site.
Okay.
So you get, you know, in remote editing, you do not typically get full fidelity IntelliSense.
Right.
But we actually will give you full fidelity IntelliSense and code completion because we make local cache and then sync it behind the scenes in an intelligent way.
Nice.
Right? So with that, like, you know, there are things which become possible, like, let's go to my desktop and, okay. Right? I can actually go ahead and take this guy and just, like, do that.
Okay.
I just dragged a file from my desktop onto Azure.
Nice.
And that's, like, you know, it is...
You don't have to put it into a blob or do anything crazy like that. You just drag and drop and it's in.
Imagine, means this is, for a moment, it's worth pausing. Like, which other cloud allows you to do that?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you just drag a file from your desktop and put it into Azure.
Yeah, into your IDE.
Yeah, your IDE
fantastic.
It goes into Azure, right?
That's awesome.
So it's a connected, that's why we basically say it's a connected IDE. Right now, I can go and, like, hit on manage or perhaps scale.
Right.
And I will just go straight away to the scaling of that particular site in Azure.
Nice.
Right? So right now it's actually going to the scale section.
For that particular site?
Yeah, the one which I just created, right?
Nice.
So I can just go ahead and say, hey, I want to change the instance count or whatever else. And that's just one aspect of it. Means you can also go and go to the Windows Azure Store, hook it to a domain name if you wanted to. If you wanted to do monitoring, you could do monitoring.
Nice.
So all of those things of your Azure sites, that's why we are saying that the remote experience is way more stronger.
Yeah.
If you see code completions, actually, that is even more powerful.
Nice.
That would basically pick in, it will go longer. We can, but you will see anything which you expect locally is just going to work remote.
It's going to work, right. So if I had, like, let's say a CSS file, and I was going to interrogate that CSS file when I'm typing a class name, if I open the site remotely, it's actually going to start downloading all those files in the background, caching them, so that I'll have access to all those class names in my CSS file directly from my HTML editor.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Totally.
That's awesome. I know that in the past, my favorite thing about Web Matrix 2 was the extensions button there, because there were all kinds of different stuff that I could do.
Yes, they're even growing further.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
I think the one that you've shown off a lot is the mobile emulator.
Yes,
I've seen that one quite a bit. Justin and I talked about a couple different ones. I think at the time we planned on doing something with GitHub, like making some sort of a GitHub extension. I have a feeling that he actually followed through with that plan.
Yeah, so you know, Phil used to work with us earlier. Phil hacked from
right,
GitHub.
Right.
So we have been working with him, and so now we have an official GitHub owned extension.
Nice.
For WebMatrix as well, which I can give you guys a tour of, maybe.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay. So in the extensions, which is, if I go down, there's an extension called, so there are a bunch of extensions, right? As you can imagine, there's TypeScript Tools or Umbraco, or,
oh, wow,
or there's this Autobiography, which actually allows you to record everything that you do inside your IDE.
Nice.
Windows Phone Emulator, CodePlex extension, GitHub extension, PHP Validator, which we were talking about.
Nice.
Git for WebMatrix and stuff like that. Some of these things are pretty new. They're not even gone out yet technically, so
okay,
you do not see much downloads. But that is the GitHub extension, which is actually provided by the GitHub team.
Nice.
So what you can do with it is, let me close this site down for a second. I'm going to show you the homepage experience. So apart from like creating a new site from template and app gallery, you can also open a site directly from source control.
Oh, wow.
And so
that's
that
a hot new feature.
And that is basically like, this is an extensible list.
Nice.
So you can open a site from TFS. You can open it from Git. You can clone a GitHub repository,
mm-hmm,
in which you can click on this, and then I can type in my username and password, and I can clone one of my repositories.
Awesome.
Right. So I could do that as well. Or I can open a site from CodePlex, which is same as GitHub.
Right.
So I'll just go and show you a little bit. So I can go in, and I signed in with GitHub before.
Right.
So this is all the list of sites which I have on GitHub.
Right.
And so it's basically detecting that, and I can pick one, any one of these, and get started from there, right?
Nice.
Or I could actually like go and open a site from Git, which allows me to just provide a Git clone URL,
awesome,
right? So if I go over here, I can provide a Git clone URL.
Awesome. What are we gonna clone today?
Well, let's go to GitHub maybe. So take any one popular site that you have, and let's say you want to basically like make a copy of that site
for
yourself, right? So, do you know about Impress?
No, I haven't heard of Impress.
So you will be impressed. So let's take this, right? Impress.js.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take this Git URL, go back, paste it, and then let's just say Impress webcam.
Gotcha.
Right, and I'm gonna click OK. Since it's a public repository, it's straight away going and cloning and making a copy of it for my local environment, right? And in that, let's give it some. Hopefully, it will work fast. And what you just saw is that it is asking me if I want a copy of that on Azure.
Okay.
Right. So let's just say it is Impress.js webcam. I could keep it Impress.js, right?
Okay.
So, and then just say, okay. And what just happened was that we first got Impress.js from GitHub, and now I can customize it the way I want to locally.
Right.
And I can also have a companion site in Azure.
Nice.
Right?
All out of the box automatically.
All automatically. And if you go to the source control tab, now you will notice that you have full source control functionalities in here.
So you can actually push to one branch or
you can create a new branch. Like, you know, if I want to basically create a new branch, I can just create it right over here. So just name a branch and like just say Brady branch. And then like just do that.
And then when I commit, I'll commit back to that branch instead.
Yeah. And you can push and pull from any place you want. I can actually go ahead and do a pull and notice that there's an origin already.
Yeah.
Because you pulled it from GitHub. So if I hit on remotes, you will notice that this thing is actually the origin. So as soon as it basically makes changes, you can go ahead and like just pull, and then you get the latest one.
Awesome.
So just for that, and now when I go ahead and hit publish, I can go ahead and like push this.
It does your check to make sure the framework's there.
Yes, and then it just goes ahead and pushes. And if I actually make a change, you know, you'll notice all these nice little icons which are over here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. I told you, you'll be impressed.
That's awesome.
But
that took some time.
If I do that, and then, like, you know, go ahead and hit save or something like that, it will keep track of changes. So notice the icon just changed
okay.
and stuff like that. So I can basically hit commit, and you know that one file changed. So I'll just basically say some sample change, and stuff like that, and then click OK.
Nice. So now that it's been published, you can just click that link down at the bottom, and it'll actually open right up in your browser.
Yep.
Let's see this.
So. And that is Impress.js on the browser. Check that
out. Wow. That is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And you're just moving your mouse around to make it navigate?
Yeah.
That is pretty impressive. Oh, wow. That's pretty hot.
Yeah. And so you could just basically take, and this is all HTML, CSS, JavaScript,
wow.
as you can imagine. So. Impress.js, worthwhile giving it a try.
Okay.
But that's how easy it is to take something which is hosted on GitHub, right?
Yep.
We
you just pull it down and make your new site and publish it out to Azure and you're done.
Right.
That's hot. That's pretty good stuff. Well, I am definitely impressed. So I guess the last question is, now that I am so impressed I want to play with this, how do I get my hands on a new copy of WebMatrix 3?
Dude, webmatrix.com.
Okay.
And just download WebMatrix and party on.
Nice. So there's a download link handy for me?
Yes.
Okay.
On webmatrix.com, there will be a big link, download now,
okay.
and just go ahead and get started.
Nice. So I can go ahead and get started, and you can too. So you can
yes.
just go ahead and download the, I take it it's beta still, we're almost done.
It is pretty done.
It's pretty done? Okay,
yeah.
So it's pretty done.
Yeah.
So it's not a beta release, we're actually out
no,
there.
No, you're out there.
Nice.
You can go ahead and give it a try, use it on your production stuff and
awesome.
Things like that. So
I guess I'm surprised and impressed because, like I said, we just released a new version 6 months ago. You've already
yep.
churned a new one out.
And this is essentially 6 month anniversary of your webcam stuff.
Actually, it's a little more than that, but I think I started in January. So it's more like 14 months.
Right.
Feels
no,
like
but for
months.
Webcams.
For webcams, yeah. Yeah, definitely,
right.
definitely.
Yeah.
But... he's not my last guest, but
yes.
or at least I'm not stopping
not.
Today. But I promise, when I do stop, I'll have you back on. So, so we can start and finish on the same
yeah.
thing. So that's good.
Cool.
But thanks a lot for coming on today.
No, thank you for having me.
Showing us all the new stuff. It's very exciting. So you can do basically any language supported by Azure, PHP, Node, HTML.
With full fidelity code completion.
It's fantastic.
MySQL, SQL editing, your... reporting for
mm-hmm.
SEO and perf,
mm-hmm.
and now with source control,
Fantastic.
Which was like Git and TFS and stuff like that.
That's
so.
Pretty much the easiest Git client I've ever seen.
Yes.
That was pretty awesome.
Many people tell us that.
That's
actually a compliment because I use all sorts of Git clients
yeah.
every day, and we made this really simple.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
So.
Well, thanks a lot for tuning in today, and thank you for coming on again, and thanks to the rest of the team for creating yet another awesome release of WebMatrix.
Yes, thank you so much, and please give it a try. We look forward to hearing your feedback on webmatrix.userwise.com.
Cool.
So, thank you.
Take care, guys.